Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Media's late night version of Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm with John Doerr tonight. How's it going, John?
What's up, James?
Oh, not much. I just got an itchy eye. Anyways, I'm like bawling constantly. These are real tears, not fake tears. So let's start with that. What do you think of Obama's display?
He's so fucking full of shit, it ain't even funny. It's all part of his, their assault on the American gun owners to disarm Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all lies.
Right.
Basically.
For the world to see, he fake cried, and I think most people in the world could see that it was not real.
Right, and this isn't this is the second time he's done this.
Right.
He did it for Sandy Hook, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, now, I saw how he did it. He wiped his eye with something that made him cry.
Yeah, he had an irritant.
Right.
And wiped his eyes. It's so blatant because he wiped one eye and then he wiped the other eye and, you know, one started tearing and then, you know, when you cry, both eyes tear up at the same time. His was staggered.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's a blatant bullshit story right there.
Yeah, I wonder how many people eat it up.
Yeah. Oh, plenty, I'm sure. Mm. All the indoctrinated brainwash fucking eat it up like caviar.
Okay, so Ted Cruz is a sideshow now. They're all, you know, on top of him for being Canadian or whatever, which is, just, you know, by all rights. America is truly the most special country in the world in that. For one reason in particular, you have to be a Native American person to be able to run for president. And who's this Cruz guy? What is he doing? He's not.
What about Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, well,
he's a dual Israeli national.
Right. You shouldn't have dual citizenship. That's another thing.
Right.
I mean, where does your allegiance lie? It's
ridiculous. Exactly.
So. What's on your mind, John?
That's just blatantly, you know, obvious too. I mean, I'm not, you know, if you look at the disproportionate amounts of Israeli dual nationals throughout American government, from the local level to, you know, all the way up to, you know, the White House cabinet and the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
It's un-American and unconstitutional.
Right.
So,
let's talk about that for a sec. Now, here's the deal. The Virginia Company was started after they created the U.S. corporation.
So right.
In my mind, they nullified the Constitution. Is that what happened or not?
Well, yeah. Basically, the fact that the southern states seceded, you know, obviously right before the Civil War happened, totally nullified the Constitution because,
okay.
You know, they broke the treaty.
Okay.
You know, when the southern states seceded, so now what they have is called the Organic Act. Which,
okay.
There's nothing organic. Organic means, you know, original. And
okay.
So what they replaced the Constitution with is, you know, known as the Organic Act, is anything but organic. That's where they made the switch to a corporation.
Right.
And
okay, so
basically, you know, no one in America won the Civil War. The Rothschilds won the Civil War. That's what that
right.
states.
Mm.
And, you know, they took over, they pounced on the government and took it over. basically. It made it, and so now it's a corporation, you know, acting as a government.
Well, they're pretending. They're pretending to be the original country.
Right,
but they're
not.
Guys, they are a corporation, and that's why there's a president and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
now,
that's why President Obama, quote unquote, was able to, you know, he's outed as a foreigner already. So he's not even, you know, an American citizen. So
why do you think
you know,
picked him?
Because he's been groomed. He's second generation, you know, and he's heavily has been taught in heavily in communism and socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And look exactly what he's transpired this country into, exactly what he was taught. So he's
right.
nothing but a puppet, and he's
right.
done his job well for eight
yeah.
years, and so have the American people by electing him twice.
Well, they didn't
Sorry.
Even elect.
Right. It's you know, it's all fucking bullshit.
It's so much horseshit. It's yep. there's a mountain of horseshit, and it's not just in America. It's all over the world. Everybody's getting jacked so bad.
Right.
It's
a circus of chaos that they create. That's all. That's what you come down to. It's just a literal circus of chaos that they're able to prosper and opportunize on the chaos, because that's their main flag is order through chaos, which means, you know, being able to
control,
right, and further gain further power through chaos, which is the whole problem reaction solution, you know, syndrome.
It's obviously a lot of planning, like centuries
right.
of planning. And,
absolutely.
Let's identify who is behind this. I personally believe it's the Khazarian Jews. They're not really Jews.
Yes.
They're Khazarians who adopted Judaism to use
right.
it as a tool.
They hijacked it.
Yep. And so everybody who's a white Jew is pretty much not really a Jew.
Right.
Unless you adopt the religion, but the
mm-hmm.
there's something to be said about it was actually a Jew who created the word racism.
Right.
So they set it up. They set up everything. They're very clever. They're super, super fucking smart people.
Right.
I don't want to give them too much credit, but credit
mm-hmm.
where it's due. They're almost genius in that they've done what they've done, and they
mm-hmm.
got away with it up to this point. So we're at the
right.
threshold now. The threshold being that they are stepping up their plate, they're stepping up their game, and
right.
The shit's going to come rapid fire in the next
right.
weeks and months. So we've been talking about this for a couple of years now, you know, what would happen and when it would happen, and now it's happening. So
mm-hmm.
what do you guys say? What should we do?
Out them as best we can.
Okay.
Out their agenda, what they're doing, why they're doing it, all of it. People need to know.
I think
and
a lot of people get it.
Oh, absolutely.
And
but more people need to get it.
Yeah.
Until everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Because when everyone agrees that it's all bullshit, then action starts taking place to stop the bullshit.
Right.
And make real change in the world, which needs to happen. Action needs to be taken place against these people because they've gone way too far. And they're only threatening to go further.
It was their plan.
I mean, if you look at their track record, you know, everything has just gotten progressively worse and worse consistently. They don't do a good job at what they do on purpose, by design, because they're bringing society and you know, everything down to total chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Is their plan.
It's getting horrible. I mean,
right.
Worldwide in the States. I read a stat that said 2.3 million people in the States are homeless, and
right.
there's 18 million homes vacant because of all the mortgages.
Right.
that mortgage scam. So everything that they do is for a purpose. They
right.
don't just try things out. They plan it way in advance and they execute it. I'm serious when I say they will do something very drastic very soon, and it's going to be way bigger than 9/11.
I agree.
And it will tell a lot of people. And what do you think that could be?
It could be anything they want. They control everything. It could be nuclear. It could be viral, you know, a plague,
right.
as it were. Sickness, illness, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Genetically modified virus.
Okay.
That's
all right, well,
that would be their two main, but I believe they're really hooked on the whole terrorizing thing, and you know, that whole, they want to beat that into everybody's head, is
right.
to be terrified, and you know, there's evil people out there that are out there, you know, day and night, just want to do you harm and kill you,
right.
to keep you in fear. That's their main control mechanism, is the fear.
Well, and there's little elements of deception that they use. You know, ISIS is, you know, the logic
is being funded by Western governments. It's a bullshit story.
Yeah, and there's terror cells in the United States when there's NSA and DHS and all that other shit. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. trillions of dollars in security, and yet there's, you know, terrorists everywhere.
Yeah.
How is that?
It is. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Anyone who can't see this and use their common sense to figure out, you know, there's
right.
something wrong. But no, people cling. They cling to
right.
a fake reality that gives them comfort in knowing that they know what's going on, but in fact they don't
mm-hmm.
know shit.
Right.
So I want to talk about the Facebook page. It's at 504 or something, 33, I don't know, whatever, 1,000 post reach, which is right fucking ridiculous. I think
mm-hmm.
that I've had hundreds of shill comments coming from people our age. You know, you see
yeah.
the photos, they're 40-something, and they're saying, you know, the official story is not fake, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, who actually believes the official story, who's our age, and would fight tooth and nail in a verbal argument, to put me down for the work I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just get on and write all this shit. Now, the video we produced of the Zeppelin got, you said 8,000 views or 8,700 views?
Yeah,
that's
almost 9,000 in a couple of days.
It's like viral. It's fucking
yeah.
viral.
That's cool.
And there was a video by this woman named Tiffany Taylor. She cites all the articles in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and current law and so on. She explains every reason why all this is bullshit. And
right.
She's
a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah, in 2 days she's got 1.5 million hits. That's fucking
right.
great.
Yeah.
More people like this need to stand up and speak up.
Absolutely.
So, I'm feeling good about the whole thing. I feel like people are getting it. People are waking up. Did a show yesterday with Doug. I love talking to Doug, and I love talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it makes me feel somewhat comfortable knowing that there's other people that are just as crazy as I am.
Yeah.
to understand what's actually happening.
Yeah, I'm totally crazy, man.
You're a fucking nut bar.
Yeah, I am. I need to be, you know, put in a box and a straitjacket for the rest of my life. I'm so crazy.
Well, it is that. That's what psychiatry is. They put a. They're taught by whoever in university.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The elites.
The elite tell everybody who's got a degree
right.
what shit is, and if you walk around with a degree, you think you know what you're doing, but you don't.
Right.
It's people with life experience, and so be able to see through the lies, and
yep.
So, I've been telling people, you know, throw your TV in the garbage. Doug was like, don't throw it out. You know, it's a TV. It's useful, but...
Turn it into a computer screen and learn something.
There you go.
No.
So there's the BLM thing. Did you hear
about
that?
Oh, yeah. Not really. I heard the FBI is encircling them. personally, I think, you know, the whole 3% militia thing is, this is the same exact thing that panned out with the Bundys and all of that. And, I find it very convenient, that it's at the height, like you're seeing on your page, the surge of people waking up, that, you know, all of a sudden now there's this big controversy in Oregon with, you know, the government standing off with citizens. It's instigation of what they want, which is they want to label all Americans terrorists.
Right.
Hence the new term domestic terrorist.
Right.
It's more fear and threats and labeling and, you know.
Can I tell you what I read?
It's not the role of the government to be in that position at all. It's a terrorist state when it's, you know, operating like that.
Oh, yeah. It's not
and not a constitutional republic, you know, government of free human beings, free countrymen. Far from
That's how it started. It's because people, you have all these brainiac forefathers explaining this is how it should work, and then
right.
they die, and then
and all the fucking
shit.
All the hyenas come in.
Right. Everyone's
people have been conspiring to kill the American Constitution before the ink dried on it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Period. And it's already been usurped. Look, you know, they stole our money away from us already. You know, the government's
right.
totally hijacked. It's tremendous. That right there shows you it's not for the people. When the government gets tremendous, it's bad news because it becomes tyrannical, because it has too much power. And it imposes too much of its tyrannical, despotic fucking rules and fucking laws on its people to extract more and more from them.
That's
and
on purpose. They have
absolutely. It's all by design.
Right.
And people need to see this. You know, American government, like you talk about the forefathers. The forefathers constructed the American government to stay small.
Right.
For the people, of the people, by the people. That's what
right.
that means.
Right. Not Israelis, not Canadians, not fucking someone
right.
from Puerto Rico.
Right. And if you look at the size of the government, it's tremendous now. And it's all about spying on you and blowing people up across the world, and it ain't good for nobody. It's all gone in
no,
the wrong direction.
It needs to
because
fail.
It's hijacked.
Yeah, you know the saying, you know, with Hitler who... you know, you got to go from the inside out or whatever. The
right.
the entire world is now one global village. Everybody who's a human being is on the inside, and we got to destroy it from the inside out. And this is
right.
this is global government, this is local government, the UN, everything. It's all got to come tumbling down.
Right.
Because there's an argument where people are like, well, we don't want to destroy our infrastructure and and all that we've worked for. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, it's like, it's a trade-off. I mean, they're going to destroy it if you don't. And
right.
They're going to... You can't continue. It's like living with a murderer who you know will murder you at some
right.
point.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, playing nice with them and trying to get along.
right. out of fear. Instead of confronting
right.
the murderer and getting them out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
They're murdering us.
Right.
They're murdering people all over the fucking world.
Systematically.
And
they're spraying you like a bug. Every
you know,
day.
I did a video of a chemtrail. I went outside to get wood. I looked up in the sky. Clear, clear, clear night sky. You can see every star in the country. And, you know, where's the airplane spray? Where's the chemtrails? Where's the this persistent contrails? It's bullshit. People don't actually think or do research, or some people don't. And so I say, you know, at this stage, it's full court press. It's like, hammer the fucking message home. Don't stop. Fucking alienate the people that are, shame them and alienate them for being stupid, because every fucker that doesn't get it is one more fucker that's going to bring us down if we don't you know, get it together and stand up all together.
Absolutely. It all comes down to a numbers game. And, you know, people agreeing on, you know, just common knowledge, you know, facts that can't be denied anymore. You know, people walking around lying to themselves and lying to everybody else about, you know, real serious shit that, you know, is happening in all of our names every day. And that's the base of what has to change. People need to wake up, and it comes down to responsibility. No one wants to take responsibility for the insanity that we're all allowing to continue.
Well, I think we got to readjust our terminology. I mean, I made this connection last night with John, Doug, where the words we use, like nobody, everybody, some people, many people, not enough people, that kind of thing. I want to readjust to say that many people are stupid, but there's many people that aren't stupid. And so if you say nobody, then it sounds like there is no one, but there are.
Right. No, yeah, you're right.
It's a check, you know, you got to make sure that you use the right terminology. But I'm not shitting on you. I'm just saying.
No, you're absolutely right. See, and this, you get down to this. You know, these people that we're messing with, you know, that are fucking doing all this evil shit, they're the ones that have literally created the words coming out of our mouths. You know, they created the English language out of, you know, Greek and Latin and, you know, Middle Eastern languages. So they're master manipulators of it. And this is, you know, like just simple terminology, you know, is like a brainwashing tool when they manipulate it in that way. So saying, you know, like everybody's stupid, you know, you're right. You shouldn't say that. You should say that, you know, make the factual
distinction,
you know, stating that there's some people awake and some people that are still asleep.
Right. It's so easy to. You said it. You just said it. It's like people are so deceived, and they work in their framework, in these evil demons' framework, to fight back. But we can break free of this whole goddamn thing. And that's what I'm saying. Is like, that's the future. If we we can break free from this shit, it's not like it's going to be desolate wasteland. If we have anything to do with it, it can be the best future for everybody. And that includes, you know, a new language. Even though they say they manipulate, they say we'll have a new language, 500 million people, so on and so forth. They thought of everything. They thought of how we would react, how they would react to how we react, and everything back. We think of it all, and we got to put our minds in the same sort of mode. Fucks up shit, man.
Outthink them.
Yeah, man. Well, there's more minds. More minds are better than fewer minds.
Absolutely.
Pardon me. The last thing I wanted to talk about was an alternative to Facebook. So I've been working with a guy who's a computer programmer, and he's gonna help me set up it's got a Facebook interface, so it'd be just like your Facebook. Plus, you can send messages to people in Facebook, so it's directly tied to it. It's completely separate. It's that's my plan, is to create a wake911.com And so that will be the backup, and if not that, the transition. Because I have about 6,000 people there, and I can put all the 9/11 movies and all that, all the research from the past 3 years, all our shows, everything, in one place, and maybe mirror it and so on.
Right.
And one more thing, I'm going to make a new movie. You're going to be in it for sure. We're going to talk about some stuff in it.
Cool.
A bunch of other people are. This one, I'm going to rename it something else so that it's fresh and new and people are intimidated by numbers. But it's going to be the ultimate. And I feel like Dmitry Kozlov is the ultimate answer to the how. I've been waiting to pull this out, and I have to do a lot of research on him. And there was nuclear detonations in New York on 9/11, and there's no question in my mind. And you know, I've beaten the no planes thing to death, and I think people get it. But the no one has really driven home the Dmitry. He's a Russian nuclear weapons specialist back in the day. He explained what mini nukes are, and he provided images of a mini nuke exploding, which looks so similar to the towers coming down.
Right.
So that's going to be the meat of the movie. It'll be kind of not pioneering, or I'm just saying that. It's going to be a good fucking movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. I'm getting good at making movies really quick, so... But I want to put a lot of work and effort into this one. So, we're going to do the psychedelic elephant hitting the tower.
Yeah.
And, I got to put my head in that mode to get it done. And we got the elephant. We just got to do all the Photoshop and 3D stuff. And I think it's good that we waited a little while, because if people get one after the other, then they're...
bombarded with it.
Yeah, they're like the Zeppelin thing. And...
Yeah.
So we'll come out with that pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, do you have any more to talk about?
No, that's about it. About covers it.
For now, brother. For now. Until next time.
To be continued.
Right. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later, bud.
All right, James. Take care, man.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.